对。There's a sefer called Igra Seferim, written by his son of the Ksav Sefer, and he brings a letter there from his grandfather Chasam Sefer. He wrote to one of his mechutanim when his daughter was engaged, and he writes that Vayis Kasha Alayma Oy Laver Al Dabr Mefurish Batera. So it's very hard for me to be over on something that's Mefurish Batera, not to marry off a younger child before an older one. And he says, "Im yirtze laharchiv zman esurat beis shanim." Says, "If you're willing to extend the engagement period for another 2 years, that hopefully within that time, my older son Reb Shimon will become a chasen, and I won't be over on this seemingly terrible issue of marrying off a younger child first." Wanted to discuss this inyan with the makaris. So the Tesis and Kedushin Nefesh Beis Medrash. Tesis says, "Ma'isa b'alafnei b'nei tam." The ma'isa kinter b'nei tam's bezdin. The b'nei yisar b'oishia alevi. One of the Rishonim and the Baal Tesis b'oishia. His son. Shekidesh bas asher echad. For Amar bitcha mekudesh asli stama. So this is Barishia's son. He was Makadesh, the daughter of a certain rich person. And he did not specify the time of the Kedushin which daughter he was being Makadesh. So Rabbi Natan said, among other things, Rabbi Natan says that Afilu le'perishnami, Afilu le'peh, Yesh lanu le'mar, the Kedesh ha'gedoyla. So we should assume that he meant to be Makadesh, the older one. Mishum, the lo'yasa came in kemenu, la'seis ha'tzair l'fnei ha'bechira. Because the Pasuk in this week's parasha, that Lavan told Yaakov, the reason why I gave you Leah instead of Rachel was because Leah said, "We don't do such a thing, to give the younger daughter before the older one." So therefore, it has been a time, we could assume that he meant to be Mekadosh the older one. And Tezis brings Rabbi Nachum, Yeni, Nechlak, Olav, and other Yishenim at that time were strongly arguing about the time, and they said that we cannot assume that he meant to be Mekadosh the older one. And Tezis brings at the end, after being a time, Chazer, Bar, Leah, Bar, Uvda, Rabbi Nachum himself retracted his pesach and did not pass him like the Elamaisa. However, it does seem from Tesis that there is in fact an Indian to make sure to marry off the older child first. Just we can't necessarily assume that was what his das was, but there is such a concept. And the tour in Sin Reish Mandal in Yerdea says, "Ube mesiba shal mishte eishal mesuin holchem achar hazikna." Halacha is when mesiba shal mishte. He's talking about the halachas of being mechabed in different oifanim. Sometimes we go after chachma, who's a bigger chachma than the other. Sometimes we go after zikna, who's older. And the Torah passing when mesiba shal mishte, shal nesuin, we go after zikna. And the Bach is very niskasha. What's the chiddush? Why do we think this soon be different? And the Bach wants to be mechadish. So what the Torah means to say is this halacha. If you have two brothers or two sisters and they're making a nesuin, should not allow the one who's a bigger chacham to go before the one who's older. You have to marry off the older one first. And he says, because of this halacha of Layasa came in and lost his hasil of Nebuchadnezzar. And the Shach over there in Reish Mem Daled brings this halacha. Near the high nesul nesuin achav birushim ach meachayis yaslam nesuin. He quotes the Bach that the older one should be the first one to get married before the younger one.
Why is it so pashut that the last
kingdom came in
with the
mitzvah?
We can't do it.
We're looking.
There was
a kingdom came in. So you're asking the Rechtesi, how can you learn that from that pasuk?
Yeah.
That's the right. So Bechal is interesting. We're learning out, like you're asking, we're learning out from Lavan. Lavan was a rabbi. One of his uses as a trickery to trick Yaakov into giving in the wrong daughter that they made up upon. So Chaim Knievsky in Time of the Crow, he actually says, yes, this is a kash, and he says that you look in the Midrash and say, Lavan made thousands of tricks. The Torah doesn't tell us all those. Why does the Torah tell us this one? Must be the Torah's goof for coming to tell us that there is tak a proper halacha to be makbara. Oh, we'll get to that.
And the truth is, there's other halachas, a lot of things. There's five halachas. I heard someone say that there, we learn out of love on the Shabbat brachas and other halachas. We do learn from those psukim over there. But the truth is, we find this in another place in the Torah as well. Rashi, in the end of Parashas Masa, brings down a Gemara of Basra. The Gemara asks that there seems to be a stira that the psukim between the Parashah of Bnei Tzlavchad, when the Torah says the names over in the Parashah of Nachla, it says it over one way. And later on in Parashas Maaseh, when it says they got married, it lists them in a different order. The Gemara says, La'alon monan akasuv derech gidulasan, v'kayan derech achmasan. Later on in Parashas Maaseh, it's listing them in the order of gidulasan, is order of age. And in the Parashah of Nachla, it's going derech achmasan, in the order of chachma. Simply that's when they came to present the shaylah, they had this chachma, like the Gemara says, that was the order of how much chachmas they were. So Rashbam over there says, La'alon kishenisu b'nei tzlavcha, when they got married, manan akasav derech gidulasan. It lists them in order of age. D'chsev atiyena machla tirtza chaglo umilka b'nei tzlavcha b'nei didin l'nashim. It says, Rashbam, mistaber dekach noldu. It's probable to say that this was the age, that this was the order of age. Why? K'd'chsev lo yasen kemim kemenu l'ases atzir l'fnei b'chira. He brings this pasuk that the Laban said, we don't do such a thing to give the younger one first. So therefore, it's mitzvah to say that the pasuk listing them when they got married in age order. So this seems to be another makar for this inyan of dafka mimakon in age order in terms of getting married. So the shaila is, what's the reason behind this? Why would there be such a halacha? So those who want to suggest that the yisayit of this din is the halacha of being mechaber achicha agadol. Gemara Ksuba Stef Kof Gemal, I think, that the vav of the S imechas mimarbe achicha hagadol, you have to be mechabedim. Now, to say that that's the makar of this halacha, you would have to hold that there's a chiyav of achicha hagadol that doesn't only apply to an older brother, but an older sister as well. They slough of her sisters. So that's a whole in itself. The Shvus Yaakov and Shuvas and Chilagav Seminayin Vav, he brings that the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says that the kavod the gdulas of the ima yerish b'nam agadol, that the oldest son is the one who's yerish, the, it's like the legacy and the kavod the godless of his parents. Aniach kisram b'nei agadol, he takes over their crown, and therefore that's why there's anything to be mechaber achicha, that's this mitzvah of kibud achicha agadol. And he says that definitely does not apply. There's definitely no inyan to be mechaber an older sister. Not only even within brothers, only be the oldest brother, not any older brother, would not have this halacha of kavod. So according to Shvus Yaakov, definitely cannot apply this halacha to this inyan of getting married age order. However, the Birkei Yosef and Yerdes and Reish Mem, he brings the Shvus Yaakov, and he's very mayrich to argue on the Shvus Yaakov, and he says that the Ramban's Svara definitely applies as well to a sister. And the parents definitely are mechubad, and they're interested that their younger children should be mechubad, their older siblings. And therefore, it says Berkei Yosef, there is a chiyuv to be mechubad, an older sibling, whether it's a brother or sister, not that for the oldest one. So according to the Berkei Yosef, we could say maybe that's the halacha, that's the makar of this din to marry in age order would be because of this chiyuv kibbutz. So I saw that someone wanted to make a cheshbon that it doesn't stem in the Birkei Yosef, because the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lama Gimel, he's medayik as machlekes Rambam with the Ramban, if the chiyuv of being mechaber achicha hagadol applies after the death of the father. And he explains the basis of the machlekes would be whether you understand that the chiyuv of kibud achicha hagadol is a bazunder achiyuv, is it a new chiyuv specifically towards the brother, its own mitzvah to be mechaber achicha hagadol, which in that case would apply even after misa, even after the father dies, or if you hold that it's a sniff of the mitzvah of kibud av ve'im, it's just a chelek of kibud av, is that the father is interested in the younger children being mechaber their older brother. And therefore, it goes into the chiyuv kibana, which in that case, Melchizedek says, would not apply after the father dies. So, kipshuta, you could understand that the machlekes, the Shvus Yaakov, and the Birkei Yosef, if there's a chiyuv to be mechaber Achayse Hagdela would be the same understanding, the same Achleikis. If the Chiyav is a new Chiyav toward the Chicha Hagdol, so like Shoshan says, Nechatesti Machadish Malachis, the Gemara says, Remar Bechicha Hagdol, it's only Chicha Hagdol. But if you say, like the Birkei Yosef, that it's really a chelik lemitzvus kibbutz. Okay, so the Fidush of Yaakov would come out that it there should make no difference whether the father died or not. Even after the father dies, it still is the skip the chichagol. It's not bound to the father's to the father b'chlal. Shengel the Berkei Yosef, the chayr would come out. It should be that the chiyav is only a sniff of kibbutz av, and after the father's not there anymore, so there's no covet to be b'chavad the older sibling. We wouldn't have to do that. And if that's true, though, that the Birkei Yosef would hold, there's no chiyut, the mechaber chiyut gadol achar misas aviv, would not be able to say that this is the shot in the din of getting married in age order, because Leib Nitz Tzavchot, where you do apply this halacha, the whole parashah Nachla is talking about that the father wasn't alive anymore. So you wouldn't have this chiyut of kibud achayis yagadayla, and therefore even if the Birkei Yosef, the chayr should come out, you wouldn't be able to say this. But the Maisa, if you look in the Birkei Yosef, he's in the first. He says straight out that person is mechaber, he's mechayiv to be mechaber his older brother, his older sister, and he says bein if the father's alive, and bein after the father dies. So the Birkei could come out that this could be a makar of this halacha. Could be the basis of this halacha of getting married would be this chiyuv kibur.
Parent has to make sure the children are
child. The parent
wants to marry him off. So for what? Saying the parent is marrying him off. The child tells it.
Right.
See, if it's the chiyuv to the brother, you mean?
Brother, right.
It's not going to mean it won't work for Yishak and Mechala. Yishak was the feed of Turkish, it was really a chiyuv based on the Timim Chab of the father.
So, see, the parents wanted to marry up the younger daughter.
He's saying they would rather, they would saying you want to if the father doesn't care. Okay, maybe. Maybe he's Michael. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times the father's the one who he wants to marry the older one first, and it's the younger son who wants to marry. But I think maybe because they're a little different Mahalach explain this. And that the Shvus Yaakov over there in the Tshuva, he brings a very interesting medrash in this week's parasha actually. Not connected to the other pasuk. He says, the medrash says, Vatan rachav alei v'teimar naloi. Towards the end of the parasha, I think it was in Yaakov, was telling over the nevuah he got to go back to his father. And Rachel of Alei says, Rachel of answered, v'teimar naloi. The Medrash says, "Lala Mesa Rachel Tchila." Why was Rachel? Why did she end up dying first? Because she spoke before her sister was older than her. So this chayyik could have sounded like that. Zechitu mechaber achaisa gadela. Rachel shouldn't have spoken in front of her older sister. But he says, "Bala she ain't la meidan alach medivay agada." Bala vachilak la meidan medrash zeklom. So this is not a right bchalal. She ain't ze nichnas klal besug chi of keep covered. So this is not an idea of being mechabed. Rakshu bizoy ladav v'fnei mishen gadol imenu filo in a karav klal. Says to speak in front of someone who's bigger than you, older than you, it's not the pshat that you're not being mechabed them. It's being mevazed them. It's a bizoy. So maybe the same thing could apply to here that even if you hold there's no chiyuv to be mechabed an older sister, but even tefilas shuzak maybe to get a younger sibling to get married before the older one would be like an in a bizoy, which sounds like that's pasha that. You would not be able to be mevaza like that. Maybe that would be the makar. The mice, the Igris Moshe is very unhappy with this whole notion that there's a halacha, there's an isser for the younger sibling to get married first, and he has to allow the older one to get married first. The shaila here, the ach tsair, yachal lisa isha kaidim achav agadol, kisha achav makbid. So there's two brothers that the older brother did not want the younger brother to get married first. And it was a shidduch suggested for the younger brother, and the chotim wanted that the chazan should happen right away, and they didn't want to wait for the older brother to get married. So Rav Moshe says, "V'nei pashul ani yazdaiti ta'afetcha tchila yochol achzar lisa isha afetcha achavagol lalim esdam leyadain isha." He says, "It's pashut lachatchila." The younger brother would be allowed to get married before the older one. He does not have to wait for the older one to get married. He's like talking to say that the young one has a chiv to get married. He has no reason why he has to push off his chiyuv for Ruvu. He's a mitzvah to get married. Mechadesh to push it off. Just because he's younger, but didn't find the shirchia. And Moshe says, Umash Re'isi, Eisim Echabrim, is that the Svarim bring, there's a Rai from the Shach and the Taz, the Shach and the Bach. We quoted earlier, that seemed to say there is such a halacha. The Mishnah says it's a toys gummer. It's an absolute mistake. Shashach Mishnah Rabach Ayri B'sha'im Dim Shnei Achim Lasis Nesuim. So the Mishnah Machad is that the Shach is talking about Shekvan Eshtadchu Shnei. We're talking about there's two brothers. They're both engaged already. They're both going to get married. So you have a Shiloh. Which one should I do first? So there, Dr. Mishnah, the Shach says that there's an Indian to be Machad to give the older one first. The first one comes first. We let him get married first. But that's tafka because they're both aiming to get married. They're both ready to get married. She should go first. But in a case where it wasn't, where only the younger one is engaged, only the younger one found the shidduch now. The older one is not, didn't find it yet. So there's no inyan b'chalal like the Mishnah to have to wait for the older one to find the shidduch. And okay, you wouldn't have that nekuda over there. So he doesn't say that. He's just clapping the shayla. He's answering like that. But he says b'chalal. He says, but it's slavchad. Even the girls are saying. He said, it must be they all found someone to marry at the same tkufa. And therefore, they got married in age order. So the Mechas Yitzchak brings this revelation to Shuvah. And he says that it's very shver to say that the Pshat is they must have found the Sheikh at the same time. He says, the Gemara is trying to be Mechiach that it was their Kedulasa. Right. It must be that the Pasuk has been saying them in age order when they got married. Why? Because that's they have to do it. You have to first get married the older one than the younger one. But if you tell me that it's only in a case where they're nishtatchus and mechnes they were nishtatchus, maybe they weren't nishtatchus, then you have no right that the Pasuk is going like that. Oh, so then he asked another kasha he asked. And Lomax says also, there was no shidduch between Yaakov and Leah to have to give Leah first. Leah was stam, she was many phases of even. So how can you say that that the whole din is only over there? But the way he says, Mechas Yitzchak, that the Ramesha does have a Rai Mechurachas, there's Halacha. The Ramesha says that the Gemara, the Mishnah of Sanat Lalu, the Kedushin, says, Mekadesh has Bita Yistam, in a Begris Bechalal. The Gemara is talking about you have two daughters, one older one, one younger one. The Gemara says, Mekadesh is Bita, he didn't specify which one. The assumption is talking about the older one, by the younger one, because that's the one that's Ramiale, and even though the older one had made him a shliach, he still be Naman. We assume that the condition is for the younger one. Rashi says if there would be any sort of iser, any din, that you have to mekadesh the marry off the older one first before the younger one. There would be no way to say that the assumption is he's talking about the younger one. So lamais, it seems that there are gedolei achrayim and peiskim that did go with such an iser and such an inyan to be makbid on first marrying of older children, and if a person could have that the older children are meichel lahedya, it'd be definitely better. But it seems that Ramesh paskin that there's taka no inyan, no chiyuv for a person to wait for an older sibling. Just to add on what the Rafim was asking before, that even if you could answer why there isn't any inyan. But Yaakov Avinu, what was his pshat? The asking him, he made a loss, he said, right? So what was Yaakov thinking? Tor Chaim asks his kasha. So I saw the Marsham in Sefer Tchilas Mordechai says, he says that Rashi brings in last week's parasha that Bachar ken yotza ochev v'yodeh echez v'akev esav. Rashi says that Yaakov was bedin echez v'akev esav. He was holding on to the Bechir bedin. Why? Because Tzeh Laman, from a Shveferis, he had a narrow tube. And she says, whichever stone goes in first, that's going to come out last. So Yaakov Avinu was really Mitipi Rishayna, and he went into the tube first, and therefore he came out last, but he held it. Technically, he was really a Bechar, he was the first one that was created. So he says that Rabbeinu Ephraim says that Rachel and Leah were also really twins. And therefore, Yaakov held that L'shitasai, Rachel was really the Bechara, because she was the one who went in first, the Tipi Rishayna, and therefore, he assumed that he would be allowed to marry her against that. And just to end off with a little anecdote that when it started, people started asking for pictures for Shidduchim. So someone came to the Belzer Rebbe and told him about this new fad, people were asking for Shidduchim. So he said, "We don't put a tziru, we put the picture before the Bechira."